Welcome to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson. In the 1960s, a young pianist made a name for himself playing with hard bop and straight-ahead jazz artists such as Blue Mitchell, Stan Getz, and Donald Byrd, and recording a stunning trio date, all of it music he made on his way to becoming a sideman for Miles Davis's revolutionary electric ensembles and founding the 1970s jazz fusion supergroup Return to Forever. It's Matrix, the emergence of Chick Corea. Coming up next on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Chick Corea's composition Litha, performed by Corea on piano, Joe Farrell on tenor sax, Woody Shaw on trumpet, Steve Swallow on bass, and Joe Chambers on drums. From Corea's debut as a leader, the 1966 album Tones for Joan's Bones. Chick Corea, a man of many musical palettes, grew up in a world of jazz. Born in Chelsea, Massachusetts on June 12, 1941, Corea was the son of a trumpeter and bandleader who would listen to the latest records of Bud Powell, Charlie Parker, and other bop stars in the 1940s and 50s with his musician friends, introducing the young Chick to these modern sounds in the family's small apartment. With his parents' support, Corea took up piano early on, and after leading his own bands as a teenager, he moved to New York City, where brief enrollments at Columbia University and the Juilliard School convinced the pianist that he wanted simply to start making his way on the professional jazz scene. One of Corea's strongest early influences was hard bop pianist Horace Silver's late 1950s quintet. And so it was only fitting that after putting in time with Mongo Santamaria and other artists in the Latin jazz context, that he made his first big impact with a group led by trumpeter and Horace Silver alumnus Blue Mitchell, and featuring two other Silver sidemen as well. This group made the first ever recording of a Corea composition, Chick's Tune, which reveals the composer's bop, hard bop, and Latin influences, as well as early signs of his complex and comprehensive gift for rhythm and melody. Here's Blue Mitchell with Chick Corea on piano doing Chick's Tune on Nightlights. Thank you.
Thank you.
Chick Corea's Chicks Tune with Corea on piano, Blue Mitchell on trumpet, Junior Cook on tenor sax, Gene Taylor on bass, and Al Foster on drums from Mitchell's 1964 album The Thing to Do. Corea would spend much of the mid-1960s playing with flutist Herbie Mann's group, and Mann would encourage the young pianist to make his recording debut as a leader in 1966 with the album Tones for Joan's Bones. At the end of the year, Corea would again enter the studio with Blue Mitchell and lay down another version of the title track from his leader debut. Big things were looming for Corea as he headed in the late 1960s, including significant gigs with saxophonist Stan Getz and with an early musical idol, Miles Davis. In 1968, he'd make what some consider to be an early masterpiece, the piano trio date Now He Sings, Now He Sobs. And we'll hear a Corea composition from it that's become a jazz standard. First, trumpeter Blue Mitchell in 1966, with Corea on piano doing Corea's Tones for Joan's Bones on Nightlights. Thank you. Chick Corea performing his composition Matrix with Roy Haynes on drums and Miroslav Vitus on bass from Corea's 1968 album Now He Sings, Now He Sobs. Corea before that with a group led by trumpeter Blue Mitchell doing Corea's tune Tones for Joan's Bones with Jerry Dodgian featured on flute from Mitchell's 1967 album Boss Horn. I'll have more of the 1960s music of Chick Corea in just a few moments. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, offering new and used music, DVDs, turntables, and more. Located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House, offering San Francisco-style burritos, coffee drinks, and 100% fruit smoothies made with locally grown and organic ingredients on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Matrix, the Emergence of Chick Corea on Nightlights. Featuring music from Chick Corea's early years on this edition of Nightlights, Corea, a pianist whose influences range from hard bop to classical and Brazilian music, and whose horizons, like those of many other musical artists, were expanding rapidly in the late 1960s. Corea's lyrical gift manifested itself in these years with compositions like Windows, which he recorded with saxophonist Stan Getz on a couple of occasions. His time with Getz in 1967, another stepping stone on Corea's path towards becoming one of jazz's most widely versed performers. Corea would also record near the end of the decade with other young musicians who were pushing the boundaries of the hard bop they'd grown up with, and who would keep company with him in Miles Davis's revolutionary electric ensembles as well. We'll hear one of those recording dates after this. Stan Getz with Chick Corea doing Corea's Windows on Nightlights.
Thank you. Thank you.
Chick Corea performing his composition The Brain with Benny Maupin on tenor sax, Dave Holland on bass, and Jack DeJohnette on drums, recorded in 1969 from the Complete Is Sessions. Corea before that doing his tune Windows with tenor saxophonist Stan Getz, Steve Swallow on bass, and Roy Haynes on drums from the Corea box set Music Forever and Beyond. Dave Holland and Jack DeJohnette would become Corea's bandmates in the landmark Miles Davis Electric Group of the late 1960s. Corea having gotten the call to start playing with Miles in 1968 while he was gigging with singer Sarah Vaughan. Davis persuaded Corea to start playing electric piano, and he encouraged greater freedom in Corea's approach while giving Corea a charged context in which to develop. Corea later said the first time he set in with Davis, it was like the shock of suddenly traveling at 500 miles an hour. I knew they were playing tunes, but they had the tunes so facile and abstracted that even a musician's ear couldn't tell what chord changes were going by. Corea would play on key Davis records such as In a Silent Way and Bitches Brew, able to meet the demands of the trumpeter's challenging new music and provide it with bold rhythmic and melodic color. After leaving Davis in 1970, Corea would go on to play in the avant-garde group Circle and then form the influential fusion group Return to Forever. And it was his experience with Davis that served as the final launching pad for one of the most exploratory careers in modern jazz. Here's Chick Corea with Miles Davis at the Newport Jazz Festival in 1969, doing Miles Runs the Voodoo Down on Nightlights. I close with Miles Davis doing Miles Runs the Voodoo Down with Chick Corea on keyboards, Dave Holland on bass, and Jack DeJohnette on drums from the CD Bitches Brew Live. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, offering new and used music, DVDs, turntables, and more. Located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House, offering San Francisco-style burritos, coffee drinks, and 100% fruit smoothies made with locally grown and organic ingredients on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. You can listen to previous Nightlights programs and view playlists on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Nightlights is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. I'm David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.